You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got some very special guests in studio. Courtney H, well, three quarters of Courtney H. How are you guys?
Fabulous. Thanks.
Fabulous. You've got yogurt story. Or like frozen yogurt. I wouldn't say which yogurt company.
Yeah. Well, Anonymous Yogurt Company, actually, it's supposed to be probiotic yogurt, but they got taken to court because this Anonymous Yogurt Company is actually just selling ice cream.
Unbiotic.
Yeah, just not probiotic.
Super sweet yogurt. It's not even that healthy for you. Just kidding. Nah, eat as much as you want. Anyways, what do you guys do in the band? Introduce yourselves.
Okay. Did you get it? No, I'm Jamie. And I sing,
and play synth.
Like in one song.
I'm Ruby and I play guitar.
I'm Xanthi and I play drums. And Marika, who isn't here, she plays bass guitar.
Nice, and that is Courtney H. How did the name come about, by the way?
Ruby.
Ruby actually likes to take credit for it, but I'm pretty sure I actually came up with the name.
It was either me or Xanthi.
But it was just
a joke, like, you know, Courtney Love. I'm like, it's been real funny.
It's just like we thought it was funny and like end of year 10.
It's not that funny though, it's kind of lame, but it's kind of cool.
And then we called our first song Barbie Parts and we just thought that was freaking hilarious.
Because Courtney, I don't know.
Hole?
Yeah, Hole had a song called
Doll Parts. Yeah. Yeah, it was just like we thought it was funny, but it's kind of caught on. So yeah. I think it was a good choice.
Stuck with it.
Courtney Love, Courtney Hate, I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, before you guys even recorded anything, people were talking about you guys, and now you finally released an EP called Sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. How long did it take for you guys to record that?
Way too long.
A very long time. It took us, not a year, but, like... Close to a year. We started at recording it at the beginning of 2016, and then pretty much up to the point that it was released.
Yeah, mostly because it was really hard to get everyone together at the same time with people who have work and stuff, but also because we're recording it in a pretty bedroom music kind of way with our friend's dad, so it was it was a slow process.
Yeah, and they were far out and we could just never be bothered traveling or taking time away from study or something.
We also chose to scrap a song.
Yeah, we did record heaps of other songs,
like when you record over such a long period of time, you kind of change your taste a little bit or something. So it was sort of interesting, but I guess it was good because it's our more recent sort of stuff.
Yeah, I guess you guys are pretty young. Sound develops as you age.
I wouldn't say all of the songs are our most recent songs, but it's kind of what we prefer to call our sound, and it's what we wanted to be our debut kind of EP. Like, all of the songs that we think represent us the best.
Yeah. How would you describe your sound?
I just think of someone drowning just constantly.
I think of,
that's what I feel like. I don't know. Someone's just drowning.
Or it's like... It's alternative rock / dark, but it's not really doomy or anything. But it's kind of dark but simplistic and small. Mm. It's quite a thin sound.
I think it's got quite a lot of space in it, but it's it works somehow.
Mm. So, we should talk about the first single that you guys released, which isn't actually part of the EP, called Magnogamous.
Magnogamous.
Yeah. We call it Magnol for short.
Like eggnog.
And is that what does that mean?
Oh. Nothing really.
It's just this private joke because there was this group chat and someone said the word magnogamous instead of spelling it correctly as they intended it to be monogamous.
Yeah, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I just thought it was really funny.
And then so we just took it.
Yeah, but it didn't kind of backfire on us a little bit. They found it a little bit offensive, but it's caught on. It's a good
song.
I think
it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's very fun to say. Let's have a listen to it. Magnogamous by Courtney H.
confide in me.
Magnogamous by Courtney Haight, and also featuring a live
remix.
Yeah, by Xanthi singing.
Yay.
95 BFM exclusive.
Fresh.
Totally wired. let's talk about the EP Sleepwalking. The first track is Nine Senpai
Poisson.
Poisson.
Oh, it was the first banger we wrote.
Yeah, I think it was kind of the first song that we kind of just realized that we were never, ever going to be able to write like cute pop. Like thrasher, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, so we wrote it and then it kind of caught on, and people, it's probably the song that people know the most, probably the song I like the least, not the least, but it's just kind of the least, it's the least resonant with our sound, I think.
So many times, but
yeah,
I kind of dislike that, like what it's about, because I just have to keep thinking about it over and over, but it's fine, you know. Like, the plan was to, like, talk about, well, I thought I could maybe, like, talk about the one message that it was, like, based on, but then I...
Just do it.
No, I reread it this morning. It kind of just, like, chips away at your soul, like, all the time. Well, my soul, anyway. I won't talk about that, but it was just, like, lame.
So, Jamie, do you write most of the lyrics?
Yeah, I write the lyrics.
Like, all of them, yeah. Apparently. Cool. So how does, like, the songwriting process work for you guys as a band?
I kind of, like to get a hold of the sound and what it makes me feel, or what I'm like in at the time, I guess, and then just kind of go with that. And I mean, sometimes I'll like go off and do it without the music, but I feel like it'll always just like gel better if, like there's like a little bit of a basis first.
Yeah, so like me, Marika, and Xanthi will usually come up with sort of thanks, Xanthi. Come up with, nice. We'll start writing the song and get kind of the feel for it, and then Jamie will fit lyrics to it. And
just like sit in a corner.
Yeah.
It's a very long, slow, tedious process. Yes. And it's just,
there's been like twice that we just got a song out like real quick, but most of the time it's real slow.
Yeah, like we've probably written two songs this year or something.
Maybe we actually wrote like three songs last year, because that new one.
Popping them out, banger after banger.
that's
a record for us.
Yeah.
Well, things have turned out good, even if it's just a few songs.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to Nine Senpai Poisson by Courtney Haight.
Yells up.
When the tide rolls out, do you see what I'm talking about? Withdraw from
Wine Senpai, Poisson, Courtney Hay, Poisson. That was a great track, but also we were talking about during that track in a lot of media profiles on you guys. You guys are kind of like portrayed as a young, hip, kind of young girl band. How do you guys feel about that?
Fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a journey, but it's probably made us way cooler because we're just, as individuals, we can deal with shit when people are like that.
I don't know. I think it's just because the stigma that's carried with it, and then they say it like fully intending the thing that it has, well, that comes with it. They just, yeah. And thinking that it's a real compliment, like, for us to just criticize every other female that's ever been in a band.
Yeah.
And then to be like, you're not that. Like, wow, you're good, like, for that. Like, to be categorized with that. With that. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's lame, but I think being able to just be like, oh, you don't have to actually associate anything with us. We can just play our music, thanks.
One thing
please.
I find really annoying is that if you decide to present yourself as quote-unquote, like, really feminist and kind of stand up for stuff in interviews, and then people are like, oh, why are you doing that? Why don't you just not talk about any of that? And then you wouldn't be bothered with it. And then when you don't talk about it, people are like, you're a female musician. Why aren't you standing up for every other single female musician and artist there is in the world?
Yeah, so
it's like
stuck in the
a lot of pressure. And either way, if you talk about stuff, and either way, they're probably going to manipulate and warp what you say anyway into, I don't know, it's just...
Which we've had happen.
Yeah. And it's hard because it, like, kind of turns all these... It also kind of turns all these, like, girls against each other, making it seem like this, like, bitchy clique thing when you just want to support other female musicians and so everyone can work together. But yeah, it's definitely something that's been really aggravating, and we wrote a song about it. No, we didn't. We wrote a song about the incident where all the woman walked out of the the court thing I don't even remember what that was.
What's the story behind that?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was about. It was in Parliament, and Jonki was. Someone was saying that if you support getting people off Christmas Island, that you support rapists, and then a bunch of women stood up and said, "Hi, I'm a victim of something, and I think this is really offensive." And then a lot of them walked out, and that just really, we thought. As we have a platform that we can ride on, and we should use it to, talk about stuff. It's kind of a...
I mean, it's on the EPM, but it's still clouded and we don't like to talk about it simply... Well, we haven't talked about it before, just because either you're, like, expected to talk about it or you're going out of your way and pressuring other people to, like, believe in all these things and believe in equality because, I don't know.
It's just... It's kind of like a curse and a gift to have... a platform to talk about stuff because you can talk about it but then you just get the shit that comes with it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really hard to just stay really strong with one certain opinion when so many people are attacking you and trying to reverse that type of thinking.
Yeah. And just putting you in a box and saying that you can't say it.
Yeah.
It's a common thing for especially young women having like a spotlight on them in the media that is something that needs to be changed. And like, thanks for, like, talking about that. I think it's very important that we have used this platform. Should we talk about D-O-G-S?
Yeah.
I was going to say dogs, but it's actually D-O-G-S.
This song is about a dream that I had where I was being chased by these, like, giant rats, except instead of, like, faces, they had ears, and they were flying towards me with their flapping ears. And it was real strange, but there was also a snake in there somewhere, and that's how the song started.
But the bigger metaphor of the song is that it's about gender politics between the animal kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Okay, well, this is DOGS by Courtney H.
You can smell it. January 30th in the lush confines of the Albert Park Precinct.
With new announcement, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard joining.
Tame Impala, Floating Points, Young Thug, Refused, Cut Off Your Hands, Car Seat Headrest, Aurora, Nick Murphy, formerly known as Chet Faker, and more. Plus the shade, the grass, the buzzy vibes, and a variety of ostentatious fountains and statues. 100% it's the best fest. St. Jerome's Laneway Festival 2017. January 30th across four stages at the BEA beautiful Albert Park Precinct. There are barely any tickets left, so hurry up and head to lanewayfestival.co.nz to secure your tickets. Can I help you find something there?
Yeah, where are your ethical and organic tampons?
Tampons?
Yeah, but ethical and organic.
Pardon?
I want tampons that are organic and ethical.
Gee whiz, you don't have to tell the whole store. Here, try NatureCare. There's nothing shameful about wanting tampons that are good for you and the planet. NaturaCare feminine hygiene products are ahead of the game. Tampons and pads are free from plastics, chlorine, synthetics, perfumes and dyes that are biodegradable and compostable. Get yours now from health stores, supermarkets and selected pharmacies, and find NaturaCare New Zealand on Facebook for a free sample.
G'day, Mark Merger here from Mainstream Media. I've noticed a few bad habits creeping into BFM's on-air sound, so I've come up with a few pointers for your DJs to take them to the next level. Rule number one, make sure all on-air banter eventually comes back to talking about strippers. Doesn't matter what you're talking about or who you're talking to. Could be co-host, the Prime Minister, whatever. Rule number two, get your tech department to compress the ever-loving shit out of everything to give it that big, beautiful, ballsy, bassy radio sound. And finally, pull a funny face for your online profile. Nothing says I'm an alpha personality, look at me go, more than a bit of malark in front of the camera. Who knows, some of you may even get to play with the broadcasting big boys one day if you pull your heads in. All right, where's your toilets?
Just through that door with a sign saying stairs out of order.
This door?
Yeah.
What the?
Who was that?
Some guy looking for work, I think.
95BFM, poking the bear since 1969.
You're listening to Totally Wired, and we're doing Long Play with Courtney Haight, talking about the EP Sleepwalking. The song you heard before the break there was DOGS by Courtney Haight. And now, we're going to be talking about This Is Not Ironic, Watch Me While I Cry. What's that song about?
I feel, just from a drummer point of view, I feel like the part of the basis of the song was, like, all of our other songs we didn't really want people to take seriously because we didn't take ourselves seriously, so we just wanted to write a song that was, like, actually, it is an emo song. And, yeah, just take it seriously. Like, it's not, we don't want to mask it with the stupid name.
I think this is the song closest to the sound that we've wanted.
Yeah, I've been searching for the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, and from, like, I guess, like, from a lyric point of view, it's kind of, yeah, it's about genes versus learnt behaviour, I think, is what
nature versus nurture. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, what's next for you guys, by the way?
World domination. No.
Night.
We have some gigs. We're playing at the iGum Gathering in the Forest. We're also playing at Music in Parks with the Beths and Cut Off Your Hands.
That's
Clap Clap Theirs.
What? Oh, is it? I thought it was
Clap That Riot.
The effects, right, Zach.
And then Jamie is going over to Europe. Ruby is doing university, and I'm going to get a job. My email is xanthibrooks@gmail.com. If you have any openings, please email me.
Very, very smooth. Wow. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Jamie, Ruby, Xanthi, aka three quarters of Courtney Haight. And now let's listen to This Is Not Ironic, Watch Me While I Cry, and I'll be finishing up the show right now. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Silence hung upon your clothes, door.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.